Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Tuesday, the 31st of October. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we are reminded that Jesus' response to the people and disruptions around him are a challenge to remember that God's plans often collide with our own. Each weekday, we share hope and encouragement as we read and study the Bible together. Let's turn together to the passage for this week, which is Luke chapter 5 and verses 1 to 11. The first disciples. One day, as Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, great crowds pressed in on him to listen to the word of God. He noticed two empty boats at the water's edge, for the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push it out into the water. So he sat in the boat and taught the crowds from there. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish." "Master," Simon replied, "we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, I'll let the nets down again." And this time their nets were so full of fish, they began to tear. A shout for help brought their partners in the other boat, and soon both boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking. When Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, "Oh, Lord, please leave me. I'm such a sinful man." For he was awestruck by the number of fish they had caught, as were the others with him. His partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were also amazed. Jesus replied to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people." And as soon as they landed, they left everything and followed Jesus. Amen. Do you ever ask God to help you find your keys, or remember to put the slow cooker on when you walk out of the door to work? Some Christians are more than comfortable to ask God for his help in such menial day-to-day tasks. Others think that God is too busy to care about such things. In our story from the Gospel of Luke, we encounter a profound moment that illustrates the depth of Jesus' care for our day-to-day routines and his understanding of our needs. Verse 8 holds the key to this revelation as we dive into the story of Simon Peter's encounter with the Son of God. Simon Peter, a seasoned fisherman, experienced a challenging night of fishing with little success. But when Jesus stepped into his boat, things changed dramatically. At Christ's command, they cast their nets again and caught such a multitude of fish that their nets began to break. Witnessing this astonishing miracle, Peter falls to his knees, exclaiming, "Oh Lord, please leave me. I'm such a sinful man." This passage is a vivid reminder that Jesus is not just concerned with the grandiose events of our lives. He cares deeply about the everyday challenges and routines we face too. In the midst of Peter's struggle to catch fish, Jesus understood his needs and provided a solution that exceeded his expectations. It's easy to believe that our daily routines and challenges are insignificant to the Creator of the universe. But Luke 5 verse 8 reveals the opposite. Jesus is keenly aware of our struggles, no matter how ordinary they may seem. He is there to guide us through the rough waters, just as he guided Peter to a miraculous catch. If you want to think a little more deeply during your day-to-day about these thoughts, then you might want to use these questions to help you. How can we actively invite Jesus into our daily routines and trust in his understanding of our needs? And what steps can we take to cultivate a greater awareness of his presence in the ordinary moments of life, knowing that he cares for every aspect of our existence? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional as we seek to understand the path to God's grace.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.